On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's time for a chit-chat with Alicia Carey, and of course I'm Ron Van Dam, and we talk about social issues that you live through every day, but we seem never to talk about, so let's do that. Hi, Alicia, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Ron. How are you?
Fine, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this salutation.
Well, oh, okay.
I know.
I like
well,
it.
That's my, it's 2019. I've got to up my vocabulary.
Okay, well, you did there. Alicia's probably sitting in a coffee location somewhere in New York City.
Correct.
Are people walking by, waving to you, wishing you salutations?
Believe it or not, that they seem to know that it's my birthday. You can tell by the warm greetings that they're all giving me.
Yes.
So yeah, they're
yes.
giving me that knowing birthday eye. You know, I like it.
Is there a line of people offering you pastries?
No, but you know what? I hear that if I play my cards right, there's yeah. several locations. I think Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not even sure that you go there and you tell them it's your birthday. And no, I'm not going to do that. But you know, yeah, maybe
that's a good.
Yeah, you're right. If there's one time a year you can do something,
sure.
is that birthday day.
You could go from store to store and have like 2,000 donuts today.
Oh, gosh, that would really help the love life. Actually, you know what? They're now calling it born. It's now born day. The hip thing is born day,
oh,
not
born
birthday.
Because yeah.
birth is so, you know, yesterday. So it's
is.
Happy born day. Happy born day is
well,
what it is.
Happy born day to you. Let's talk about dreams. We all have them sometimes every night. And but we never ever talk about them. We experience these things all the time, but never discussed.
True. There's so many people have thoughts about them. Like, for example, my mother's one of those people. She mm-hmm. thinks that every dream has a meaning.
Yeah.
Every dream has a number. She's very old school about her dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually sometimes talk to her about my dreams and maybe sometimes get her to help me interpret them. And I do think about the ones that I remember, I do think about their meaning. And some of them have, believe it or not, usually reveal themselves to me later or the ones that I remember, you know, the ones that I remember.
The ones that are most interesting to me are the recurring ones where I find myself in a similar situation again a few nights later. And, you know, I'm amazed that I have not died in my sleep. And I'll tell you why.
Why? Because your dreams about what? Axe murderers?
No. It's just, they're traumatic sometimes.
Oh, really?
Well, they can be. I guess you call those things nightmares or you're traumatized about something. I'm going through like terrific trauma, like a lot more trauma in my dreams than I would ever go through in my life. It's weird. You don't have that. I think it's just me.
Well, can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I used, and this is going to sound like, well, silly, but I guess mm-hmm. it's the truth. I have two category dreams, like one where I kind of get up and sort of think about them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then ones that scare me. I'm not that, I do get scared by certain things in my dreams, and I call my mom. And that's like,
oh, wow.
I know, right? Because scary dreams still scare me, and there's mm-hmm. nobody else. Like sometimes I need somebody to talk me down, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm like, Mom, I had a scary dream. I've done this since I was like knee high to a grasshopper.
That's
so
adorable,
it's kind of our thing where mm-hmm. she's like, you know, a 2 o'clock in the morning call from me is not necessarily an emergency. It could be like, man, Mom, it's true. I dreams sometimes they're so vivid to me and scary. If
yeah.
I dream something that's scary,
yeah.
I need something, and usually it's a TV or I read, or if
yeah,
I can't get
yeah.
it out of my space,
yeah.
I turn on the lights, especially if it's like a scary kind of like, you know, horror movie kind of a scary
yeah.
dream. I'll turn the lights on, I'll call my mom or I'll read or something just to kind of get it out. But sometimes my dreams have revealed some stuff to me,
yeah.
Believe it or not. I was dating somebody, or not we were broken up, let's mm-hmm. be honest. And right. I had hopes of us reconciling. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, not a big word. Wow. And I know, two in a row.
Good for you.
And thanks. Thank you. Thank you. It's got to be the birthday, the wisdom. Anywho, and in the dream, I met him. We were living near, we were living in the village, and we were living next to the Hudson Highway. So there's like a walkway where the water is, and we met there. And I asked him, I said to him, will we get back together?
Yes.
Or is it going to be somebody else? Uh-huh. And in the dream, he said, somebody else. I'm not joking.
Right.
And I was devastated. I woke up, I was devastated, and I was like, no, that's just a dream. That's just a dream. Mm-hmm. Well, speed forward 6 months later, he and I did not get back together, but he ended up with somebody else.
Oh.
So I think sometimes our dreams do foreshadow. Sometimes they are our subconscious. By the way, that was a third one, so I hope you're keeping track.
I am. It has been three.
Okay, it has been three. Mm. So sometimes it is that. Sometimes it just could be something you ate. Or sometimes it's your subconscious, you know, like, you know, you're going to take an important test or you have a date coming up or you have a meeting, you know, and your mind kind of melts down and goes into different directions. But I think sometimes they can actually sort of show you what's to come.
It's possible.
Not all the time.
No, it depends on how. It was a big thing when I was growing up about dream interpretation. People don't talk about that anymore, as I alluded, and that's my first big one, at the beginning of the show. Yes, yes, indeed.
I like it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
We used to try to analyze our dreams, and it was kind of just more fascination than anything. But I kind of follow my dreams. I if they're vivid enough, I will say that happened for a reason. It didn't just go to a movie theater and pay somebody a ticket to show me a movie in my head. That thing played for a reason. So I find that fascinating. Sometimes it's a window into your mind. But again, I don't see. When I go to bed at night, the theory is you're supposed to be resting and you're supposed to, like, rest everything, rest your body, your mind, and sleep. But we don't do that. We actually, a lot of the time, our minds are more active at that point.
Correct, correct.
Which is weird.
Like, I don't know, and this is my fourth one, REM sleep, but I can't tell you the definition. One is light, I think REM sleep is light sleeping, but there is, like, I'm a light sleeper, okay?
Mm.
So it takes nothing. It just takes nothing for me to wake up. So I'm definitely, it's very few times that I actually sleep deep.
Yes.
And that is something that I'm not happy about, but that's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, and I am one of those people. So that's probably why there's certain things that I do in my life. I've added to my life to kind of help take that kind of, you know, I try to remove that. I pray, I meditate. So I kind of do things to kind of, before I go to my bed, to kind of get clean, sort of emotionally clean out my emotional trash can, if you will. So, but yes, for the most part, that is when we do most of our thinking, our worrying, anxiety action.
You know what's very pleasant is that sometimes I will have dreams about either animals or people that have passed on, and in the dream they're still there and they're lively and they're participating in my dream, and it's very nice, it's very comforting, and I guess people that are into dreams might say you were actually visited by the spirit, that's what happened. I don't know about that, but it's interesting in that way.
Well, I like what you just said about people, too. I often, a lot of times, if there's somebody in my life that I do dream about, I either see them. I'm going to give you the fifth one of the day, synchronicity. I think that's what it's called.
I know. Bigger than any of the other ones.
that's the Mount Everest.
Wow, man.
But I've heard, and it's one of my godmothers told me, it's true, like, I have brought them into my whatever, my energy sphere for whatever reason, and I either see them, talk to them, or whatever within a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had that. If I can specifically remember somebody, there is something I feel that there's something, that there's a connection between me and that person, whatever we either are going to be talking or something, or something is going on with that person in their lives. Not in a bad way. It could be in a good way. But when I specifically will dream an individual, like out of the blue, you know what I mean? Like somebody who I haven't seen in a long time or talked to on a regular basis. Those two tend to be the ones. Then that gets me thinking. And sometimes I act on it. I'll call them, you know what I mean? Or send them a text or send them an email and just basically
I've done
say,
that too.
I had a dream about you
I've
last
done.
Night.
Well, I don't tell them that because then I feel like I sound a little weird. But I do contact I do the Facebook thing. I search. I go, well, I wonder what's happening to them. I just dreamt about them.
Oh, so do you do that too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
I do,
good.
I don't tell them why I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
When you've ever contacted any of them, have they ever given you a story or told you something that
No. It's very funny. When I contact people from my past, they're very pleasant, and then that's pretty much it.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, because everybody's moved on. And I think that's a life lesson, is that, you know, you hook up with people, you reminisce, you go through that stuff, and it's kind of like done because everybody's moved on. They have their own lives. They have different lives now, especially with the childhood things, you know. It's very, very interesting. I had a horrible nightmare back in 2016.
You remember it?
Yeah, I woke up and Trump was president, and I thought, wow,
that
can't be.
Stop it.
All right, I'm sorry. Anyway,
you got me on that hook, by the way. So that
I know.
This rap belongs to you. You really got me. I'm like, you remember it?
Yeah, I know.
Gullible.
That's pretty cool. No, that's not gullible. It's just you didn't know where I was going, and that's where I ended up. Yeah.
Well, the nightmare is almost over. Let's I'll
yeah.
say that to you.
Yes, I agree with you. I think it is too. Well, this has been fascinating again. Pay attention to your dreams. There's also plenty of books and articles about it if you do get into it. But yeah, the mind does not stop when you sleep. It actually comes alive, and it's fascinating. I'll tell you a funny story very quickly, Alicia.
Okay.
Because I am in the television, motion picture business, or have been for quite some time. And when I was a little kid, I remember like I was 6, 8 years old, I would wake up, it was time to go to school. And so I was woken up abruptly by my mother, and my dream wasn't finished, but it was fresh in my head. I used to say, okay, Mom, I'll get up in a minute. I'd put my head on the pillow, close my eyes, and I would roll credits at the end of the dream. Purposely. Yes, I could not get up without finalizing the dream and rolling the credits at the end. Odd, isn't that odd?
That's I mean, like, honestly, I mean, okay, if you've got me on the hook again, I'm gonna kill you.
No, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Do you really mean like real credits? Like you had people like
in my mind,
not
I,
real
I,
credits, but
no,
yeah.
Yeah, in my mind, I guess I always wanted to be a filmmaker or something, and so I would actually feel compelled to. I don't know what people were in the credits or anything, but I would have to finalize the dream story, have it come to a fruition end, and then the credits would roll like in a movie. Okay. Interesting. There's something wrong with me, quite obviously.
Well, I'm going to give you just a thought, too. Have you ever had a dream that was a wonderful dream? Like, let's just say it's a fantasy that you lived, and while you're in this dream, you get woken up. You get woken up by a phone or a person, and you look at them, and you say to yourself, hold on a second. No, not just the credit parts, but I would be like, uh-huh. Or somebody would call me, and I would like, uh-huh. And then I would go back. I'd roll back to bed, and I would
try to go back to the dream
and it would never happen. It would never come back.
You were locked out. You're locked out. Once you're up, you're locked out. And then frequently I would think, and I'd go to bed the next night and try to get back into the dream, and I couldn't remember all of it. And I would try. You're right, you can't get back into it. It's like
putting
toothpaste back in a toothpaste tube.
You can't
do it. You can't. Have you ever tried to do that, by the way?
Once and I tried to do that reverse that reverse kind of suction thing, you know, kind of like you can't.
It's worth a shot, but it just doesn't.
Cat's out of the bag.
Totally out of the bag. Can't put Pandora back in the box.
No, you cannot.
Why is Pandora a music situation and also a jewelry company? Shouldn't somebody just like say, hey, you can't use that name?
I think it might have to do with, trademark and how one looks and, you know what I mean?
Confused.
Like copyright.
Very confusing to me. It's very confusing to have two companies.
You might go try to get some jewelry and end up buying music. Is that what you say?
Yes.
On
a monthly subscription basis.
or vice versa.
Yeah.
And then go into court and say, Your Honor, I really thought I was buying the latest and greatest, and would you believe it or not, I've got this chain, and by the way, I did buy that for my godmother 1 year. It's like they get you with these little trinkets. I couldn't see. I'm not saying I think it's more like a mature woman jewelry. I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah,
but she loved it. She loved the little.
She's happy.
The little bells and trinkets and whistles and whatever. Whatever they're on that thing.
Yeah. Anyhow. Well, happy born day to you again.
Thank you.
And we'll talk next week with a brand new subject.
With, I'm sure, something fun, something crazy.
You never know.